Lisa Wells filling in for Scott Sloan. I had Ron Sturgeon on Saturday night, and he was gracious enough to send me some of his books, which I will give away later. I've already started compiling a list of what the best gift is, including a home, which is a wonderful gift, a craft room, which it took a significant amount of time to fix, and a home that is new, a bench that somebody worked on. Lots of great gifts. But I think this men are pigs, and that's a good thing. Most women would say, I don't need a book like that. You would be surprised. I spent probably the last, I'd say day or so, a couple of hours reading this book. And I found not only for women that it's helpful, but men, my husband thoroughly enjoyed it. No pictures. I had someone else email me and ask me how many pictures are in it. Sadly, there are not many pictures, although the girl on the front of the book is beautiful. All right. So Ron Sturgeon, welcome back to 700 WLW.
Hey, glad to be back, talking about having more sex.
That's right. All right. So I flipped through your book, and actually one of the first questions that I had when I got to your book was, I get this question all the time, but can you build a long-term, lasting, loving relationship based on a woman or a man who has sex on the first date? And you go into a section of this in your book, and you say, probably not. So tell me a little bit, first back up and tell me a little bit about the research you did for the book.
Well, I started about 5 years ago interviewing people, and I interviewed hundreds of people over that period. Lots of men, lots of women, heard lots of cool stories. People will tell you just about anything if you ask them. It was pretty fun.
Okay, so you interview men and women. You're asking about relationships that they've been successful in, relationships that have been failures, what's been their hottest relationship. And one of the things, because I read through here real quick, and you said that it's probably not likely going to be a long-lasting, loving, healthy marriage if you guys got it on the first date. Now, when you interviewed these people, were you interviewing people from all age ranges? Because I got to tell you, I know a whole lot of people that are married, and maybe they've only been married 4 or 5 years, that hooked up on the first date.
Well, and of course, maybe they hadn't been married long enough to really know the outcome of that.
True.
Of course, we don't want to be. We certainly wouldn't want to be negative about it. But By the way, I interviewed two people that had Match.com dates, had sex on the first date, and both the guys are paying child support. So they have a Match.com baby with somebody they only had one date with.
You say that slow is better than fast, that you haven't met or interviewed anyone who thought he or she was going to have a meaningful relationship with someone after having sex on the first date. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. But that waiting can be a good strategy, and that abstinence makes the loins grow fonder. So that's one of your first tips. Some of the other tips that you're looking at, though, are the 27 ways to spot a woman who needs sex, because you've said that what's the percentage of women that actually need sex versus want it?
Based on my interviews, about 20%. I call them 20%ers. One out of five women actually need, and need is the operative word, not just want.
Need. Okay. And this really doesn't have anything to do with whether they're attractive, what they look like, their age. You didn't find, because I thought when I was flipping through here, there'd be like a specific set of characteristics. Like these girls are usually, you know, in their mid-30s and they are divorced. But no, you found that there are 20% of women, regardless of their age or demographic, that actually need it.
Yeah. And I interviewed people in their 20s and some people in their 60s. The interviewed one guy in his 60s that had been married 40 years, which is, as you know, quite unusual. But people from my, and I didn't find any common thread in any of the age groups that would lead me to believe that nothing jumped out at me about specific ages or demographics.
You also have a whole section in here called the pretty girl syndrome. Tell us what the pretty girl syndrome is.
Well, that's just a girl. She's totally selfish, and she thinks that because she's so beautiful or because her boobs are so big that everybody's going to give her, life's just going to give her everything she could possibly want.
And the pretty girl syndrome, she's not someone that necessarily falls into the 20%er. In fact, she probably isn't someone that falls into the 20%er.
Oh, absolutely not. She's way too selfish. And you see signs of the 20%er early on in the relationship. She returns three drinks before she gets one that she likes.
There really are women like that?
Absolutely. And you know, a girl with pretty girl syndrome is going to be high maintenance. And oftentimes they end up with pretty boys, because the boys have the syndrome as well. And so, that you know, they're miserable with each other because they're both selfish.
So women that you would want to stay with are women that are overly confident in their appearance, prone to envy, unpredictable, lacking in empathy. These seem just like kind of like mean women.
I don't think they feel like they're mean, and I don't think they set out to be mean. They're not malicious about it or anything, but and usually I don't think they even realize. I mean, they'll say, "Oh no, I know girls that are like that. I'm not like that."
but they are. That's exactly what they're like. And have you met?
Exactly,
so you've been single for how long? Have you been single?
About 8 years.
8 years. And how many pretty girls have you dated in those 8 years that fall into the pretty girl syndrome?
Oh, I don't know. I was only single a couple of years before I met my girlfriend, which is the best girlfriend in the world, but probably two or three. And I think everybody, when they first get divorced, thinks they're going to go out there and they're going to date men. They think they're going to date all these different girls and have different girls every night and have sex as often as they want it, anytime they want it, with as many girls as they want to have it with. And, of course, the reality sets in pretty quickly that it's not going to be like that.
Unless you're just wealthy and you're willing to spend lavish amounts of money on women that are like that.
No, I don't think even in that case it's necessarily true because, Ruckus, then you wouldn't be dating. You'd be hiring, okay?
but really, what's the, Ron Sturgeon, you know, I mean, you've interviewed lots of people. Is there a significant difference between dating and somewhat hiring when it comes to the pretty girl syndrome, the women that are, you know, so self-absorbed, so into themselves, so, and I'm not saying, and I'm saying this for women that are legitimately attractive, although they come across as very unattractive, in my opinion. But is there that significant of a difference between men who want to date them? And it is kind of like hiring them. And I'm sure you came across men like that in your research.
Absolutely. But I think most men and most women do want to find a relationship. And certainly there are men out there, players, women as well, more men than women, I think, because most women want to be married and want to be in a monogamous long-term relationship.
You think that that's for men and women?
I do think men and women can both be players.
Do you think, because I, you know, Ron, I have to tell you, I've done a ton of divorces, obviously, I'm a part of my practice is representing people in divorces. And some of the things that I hear from men is just that, you know, men are, we're not meant to be with one person. We're not meant to be monogamous. We're not meant to be, we're basically wired differently. But your book kind of takes that on and says, no, in fact, 20% of women are wired the exact same way that men are, and that they're, in fact, wired for, you know, to have a monogamous, happy one-on-one relationship.
No, I actually lean more on you. I read a book, because I read a lot of books as I was writing the book doing research. One of them was called The Monogamy Game, and it's all about how men are not designed to be monogamous. And I think men are less likely to be wound to be monogamous than women, but the problem is the sex. The women don't give the men enough sex, and the men get bored, and that's where everything falls to pieces. And so the book kind of takes that on. You're right. It takes it head on.
And so you've said you've got pedestal tokens, women and pigs in rehab. The pig's token system is modeled on the medallion reminder system used in many successful treatment and self-help regimens. So it's kind of like carrying the coins around for a relationship.
Yeah, and I guess it kind of fell out of my, you know, I have 7 business books. This is my first book on sex, but my business mind prevails. And I wanted people that read the book to have a takeaway, something they could, some actionable item they could do with it. So I put the tokens in the back of the book, and wow, they're expensive to add to a printed book. And they're die cut, and you pop them out, and there's a page of tokens for men and a page of tokens for women. And the men's tokens say send more flowers, and the women's tokens say start more sex.
Okay, and then you've got things like relentless sex for 30 days, fantasies for 10 days, venting for 30 days. How did you come up with these? Is this something, and I think this book is dedicated to a woman by the name of Linda. Is that someone you're in a relationship with?
Yeah, Linda's my girlfriend,
and that's
my long-term girlfriend.
Okay, and are these coins that you guys have used?
No. But Linda is a 20%er, and I'm proud to say she's a great girlfriend.
How'd you find her?
I sold her a car, and I was so lucky that I didn't have to play the dating game forever, because the dating game sucks so bad.
How long were you dating before you found Linda?
About a year and a half.
About a year.
And it's not really very long.
No, trust me. No, I dated for gosh, felt like forever before I found my husband. It truly did. And so before you wrote this book, you wrote a bunch of business books. Was this the more interesting topic to write about?
Oh, yes. And when I started writing the book, originally I was going to write it about relationships. And I figured out pretty quickly nobody gave a crap about another relationship book. And as I interviewed people, as I interviewed the guys, I stumbled on the first item. I had that epiphany that, wow, that's a trait, that's a characteristic of a woman that really needs sex. Need being the operative word because, you know, men need sex. We get irritable when we don't have enough sex. Women, not so much. They can go a long time without sex, except for a 20 percenter. The 20 percenter needs to have sex.
And so you,
she's more like a man,
right? So you think asking, there are certain key questions that you have asked, and there are key characteristics that you can look at in a woman to decide whether or not she is one of those 20 percenter and someone that actually needs sex.
Yes, and when I would ask the question, originally I was just asking more relationship questions, and after I stumbled on the first Holy Grail item, I modified the interview and the list, and it would go kind of like when I was talking to a guy. I said, well, did you ever have a girl that was just crazy? She's just insatiable. She always wanted sex. Because everybody had one of those in college or at some point in their life or more, one or more, or most guys did anyway. And they'd say, oh, yeah, Mary Jane. And I'd say, well, was there anything different about Mary Jane? You know, nobody had ever asked that question, so they'd kind of stare off for a minute. And they'd look back and they'd say, oh, yeah, Mary Jane. Mary Jane liked to watch porno.
Okay.
And, you know, I say in the book that, you know, most women will watch porno. Some require more wine than others.
Yeah, that was one of the things that they want it. They bring it. They like it.
Yeah, they say, hey, let's watch porno tonight. You know, it's their idea. They're not, you know, they're not waiting for you to bring the wine and get them halfway tipsy before they'll watch it.
Some of the other characteristics that you mentioned were things that, you know, made sense to me, like adult stores. She asked to be taken to adult stores. She likes to shop. She's adventurous, photogenic. Have you found, you know, mm-hmm. probably when you first, how old are you, Ron?
I'm 60.
60. Okay. So when you first started dating decades and decades ago, we didn't exactly have sexting and things like that. So that was probably new to you in the last, when you started dating 5 or 6 years ago. So you found that women that are photogenic, that have photos and videos of themselves and like to share them, they generally fall into that 20 percenter.
Yes. There are women out there that actually want to take a video having sex. You know,
do you know how dangerous that is, Ron Sturgeon? I have to tell you, author of Men Are Pigs and That's a Good Thing, as I always say, videos are very dangerous. Documentary evidence of you engaged in activities can be extremely harmful. Have you heard of revenge porn sites?
Yes, and I, you know, I was married for 28 years, and we had some adult activity tapes, VHS tapes that we had found, and I don't know where they're at. I've lost them. That's pretty scary, I guess.
That is pretty scary. So are you thinking of a follow-up book on this? Maybe?
Well, I am. And
go ahead.
We're hoping the readers will send us more. Surely I didn't discover all of the traits. There's got to be more. And so we're hoping the readers will go to our blog, the website, menarepigsbook.com, and give us more of these items, and we'll do a follow-up book. And, yes, I already have a pretty good set of notes on other things that I've learned since the book was published that I can add to a follow-up book.
And one of the things that you're cautious to say about in your book is that these women are not sluts. They're not someone that wants to just sleep around with a bunch of different men. They're someone that just likes sex with one man. That was one of the things that I thought was interesting in the book, because when I read it, I thought, well, gosh, these women just sound like hoes. But in your research, you're saying, no, these women aren't hoes. They like sex with one individual.
Yeah, and that's not to say that they won't date several guys for just a brief period. But sure, they're going to choose one of them that they want to be with. And that, you know, and that may last a month. But they're absolutely not sluts. And I wanted the book to be credible. Anybody can write a book about strippers or whatever. Not that all strippers are bad. I don't want to sound pejorative.
All right. So when are you imagining there going to be a follow-up book on this? Are you working on it right now?
Doing a book is painful. It'd be a couple of years. If I started today, it would be a couple of years.
All right. Well, I'm going to give away two or three more of your books because I was looking for, you know, what I thought was like the best gift that someone was giving to their spouse for the holidays. And I thought, you know, because this would be a book, you know, for themselves. Really, it's kind of a book for the couple. My husband and I read through it last night and we thought it was very entertaining. But I thought I wanted to reward those men, or it could be a woman who perhaps has put some special thought into a gift for their spouse for Christmas and that they should get rewarded themselves. What did you get Linda for Christmas? Is she listening?
Oh, I got her all kinds of things, but I don't know if she's listening. She's probably not listening, but I got her some Christian Louboutin shoes and a few other things that she really wanted.
Well, isn't she? Are you sure she's not a pretty girl syndrome? Because that sounds like some expensive.
You know, Linda is beautiful. You won't have any trouble finding a picture of her on the internet, but she doesn't think she's beautiful, and that's kind of the definition of not pretty girl syndrome.
Well, where can we find this girl? I'm going to look her up right now. Where's their picture of her?
We have a picture of her that we're going to post on the About Ron page of the website today.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing it. Ron, I appreciate you sending me the books. You update me. You let me know when there's going to be another book coming out.
I will. Right. And have me back on if you get another chance and you want to talk about more of those traits.
I will.
I know your listeners want to know them.
Everybody wants to know
them. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. You have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye.
All right. Special thanks to Ron Sturgeon. His book actually is really interesting. When I first heard Ron on with Eddie and Tracy, I want to say it was like a couple weeks ago or something, I thought, gosh, first of all, this guy doesn't sound like an author at all. That was my first thought when he started talking. And then I discovered that he had written like 7 or 8 other books and that this was just one that was on relationships. And so I flipped through it. I thought it was really interesting. And I'm very excited to give away 2 or 3 of these books. I already have a list of people that are running in contention. If you want to get in contention, you call and tell me what you're getting your significant other for Christmas. And it doesn't have to be anything big. Maybe it's just something special. On the internet, I've seen some of the sweetest things that people have done for each other that cost absolutely nothing, but that, you know, just warms your heart when you see it. 513-749-7000, 1-800-THE-BIG-1, #700 on AT&T. I want to know what you got your spouse or what you're getting your spouse. You don't have to share your name in case they are listening. I don't want to ruin any surprises. And then I'll send you one of these books, and maybe you guys can flip through it and enjoy it together, or, you know, at least it could be a good gag gift as well. All right, it's Lisa Wells on 700 WLW.